720 WGN on the map. It is Dane in for Dave, as the beginning of the show says, exotic vacation destinations. And this week, Indy qualifies for every bit of that, as the world will be watching for the Indianapolis 500. You go there for that. Maybe that's your introduction to it. But so much to do to make it for those return trips, or to stay, maybe live there. Who knows? This lady did. Of course, she is one of the people leading the way at Visit Indy. It's the one and only Claire Clark. Claire, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I just finished up an afternoon at the track, so I can tell you the cars are ready for Sunday. And we're hoping for no rain in Indianapolis.
We had everyone was just mesmerized by the Weenie 500 and everything that was. Are you surprised that has turned out to be a pretty big event?
Oh yes, oh yes. I mean, I saw hot dog earrings, full on outfits, head to toe, even like small Weenie mobiles for folks that were on, you know, like just going around the track themselves, that made their own little Weenie mobiles. And it was crazy, but the winner today was the New York Weenie. And I will tell you, there were a lot of boos in the crowd.
Yes.
With how our Knicks and Pacers, you know, and their rivalry over the years.
Well, as there should be. There should be general boos for the other team. But people get a lot of yays, a lot of accolades for everything that's happening in Indy. I love Indy. I've traveled, obviously covered the racing there for a long time. But it is the kind of place, and for listeners who have never been, where any kind of sports you want, it is happening. Some of the biggest sporting events in the world, not necessarily the racing, whether it's we mentioned it before with the Super Bowl or Final Four, big conventions all happening there. But for those people that live there, or maybe want to go and spend a week there as a visitor, as a vacation, or just kind of travel destination, Claire, what should they do?
Yeah, you know, like you said, we're known for some of those big sporting events, one-off events that Indianapolis hosts, but there's so many weekends throughout the year that it's just a great destination to bring your family to. So, of course, we have the world's largest children's museum in Indianapolis, but we also have an amazing, great list of new developments are coming to the city. We have nearly $3 billion of investment coming to downtown. So amazing new hotel properties coming online, like the Signia by Hilton. And we're even getting a Ritz-Carlton at the end of 2028.
Wow.
There's a lot. You know, when you see the skyline changing and evolving and new organizations and entities pouring into a city, that's when you know that a city is on the move.
Yeah, that's a testament, right? You get a Ritz-Carlton there, you know that everything is going to get stepped up. The people that stay there are going to want to, you know, eat in great restaurants. They're going to want to shop in great stores. I don't know if you want to let the cat out of the bag, but the food scene, I have always liked the food scene.
There we
cover
go,
it.
Yeah.
But you guys are getting some accolades, some notice for sure.
We are. We finally have Michelin in the city. We're so excited that Michelin inspectors are currently in our city. So hopefully this time next year, we'll have some Bib Gourmand restaurants, one-star, two-star restaurants. But, you know, we have a lot of James Beard semifinalists. And so if you're coming to the city, a couple I'd put on your radar. Bodhi, it's an amazing three-generation women-owned Thai restaurant, super authentic. Or Bluebeard, a farm-to-table named after the novel by Kurt Vonnegut. Those are two of my favorites in the city.
Do you have, if you wanted to share, so whenever I travel, I do a lot of food things all around the country, all the personalities of food. And when I say I'm from Chicago, everyone says deep dish pizza, or they say hot dogs.
Sure.
Does Indy have sort of an indigenous delicacy that, that you guys have really kind of taken a hold of and are really proud of?
Yes, well, the delicacy that we're proud of, which is shocking, is that we're a landlocked state known for our shrimp cocktail. So
yes.
If you've been to the city, you have been, I hope you have been, if you haven't, add it to your list. St. Elmo's Steakhouse, 1902, original steakhouse, oldest in the state, and it is shrimp cocktail that will make a grown man cry.
You just gotta, here's the secret to that. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. Just a little ketchup in there. Just put some ketchup in with it. It kind of takes the edge off, but it is some serious. That is no joke, that shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, it really is. And the other one I will say is, of course, our pork tenderloin, larger than your face. The bun looks tiny on a pork tenderloin sandwich. And where I'd recommend for visitors to go for that is the one and only Bobby Plump's Plump Last Shot restaurant, which is located in Broderville. And this is Bobby Plump is the owner of this restaurant. Who was the basketball player that inspired the number one movie on ESPN, which is Hoosiers?
Wow, Bobby Plump. Well, that's, I mean, I think that's a testimonial to the food side. You don't want, like, Starvin' Steve to be, like, your restaurant. You don't want him to necessarily be your restaurant guy. Well, bringing in the star power, I have gone to many concerts. We have made that trip, not only for the amenities and the accommodations, but also the music stuff. We've got maybe a minute or so but Blake Shelton, right, one of the biggest names in country, is going to be doing something with you guys.
Yes, we welcomed Blake to the city just a couple weeks ago, where he announced his Ole Red restaurant and entertainment facility, which of course is in Nashville. It's also on the Strip in Vegas. It is coming to Indianapolis. It has an anticipated opening in 2027. So that's really going to round out our live music venues in the city, and we're really excited to welcome that right off Georgia Street, so just adjacent to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where the Pacers and Indiana Fever play.
I think as we get into the summertime, too, you guys have an incredible zoo. The zoo is great. The butterfly situation is great. There is a ton to do down there, and it is all pretty much walkable. So as we let you go, Claire, information-wise, Visit Indy, where can people go to get in on all the action?
VisitIndy.com, and I will say we were just looking yesterday on our hotel rates for this summer, and there's some great rates. You can come to Indianapolis for as low as like $130 a night. So if you're looking for a quick getaway, this is the place to go.
Thanks, Claire. I appreciate it. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. Get back to all the action. You got a lot to do this weekend.
Yeah, it's a fun weekend of turning left for about 3 hours on Sunday.
Thanks, Claire. Talk to you soon.